It's Sheridan TV time. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to another installment of Sheridan TV. My name's Johnny, and today is Tuesday, August 10th, the 222nd day of the year. It's Thursday, and I am joined by our illustrious founder, Mr. Dan Sheridan. He's going to be sharing today a little bit with you, a little exploration. We're going to do a little journey together of live trade opportunity with the North Korean crisis looming. Dum dum dum. Mr. Sheridan,
how are you? Said, when you called me the founder, I was thinking of the movie with Michael Keaton, the McDonald's movie.
Yes, this is a very different story.
Yes. The founder, Mr. Keaton.
Very different story, very different ending.
And,
About the same amount of burgers.
About the same amount of burger. Did you see that movie? That
no, is a I good didn't see it.
I think it's a very nice
It's movie. On the to-do list. Just hasn't happened yet.
Yeah. All right. Well, folks, let's look at things here today. We have a big move here in the SPX. We are at 24.48, I believe. And let me get my annotation here. We are at 24.48 in SPX. And the interesting thing is, so we're down 25 points for the day, which is about 1%. You know, to me, when it starts getting fast, you start getting 1% moves. You know, SPX, we're looking at right now, is down about 1%. Russell's down about a little over 1%. It's like 1377, down 18. And, you know, so here we are right here in SPX. This is, I think, a one-year price chart. And here's where we're at. And I think, as my buddy Dino was telling me, I think we, what was he telling me? Support 24, I think 2450, which it looks like we just are under that. And we're kind of circulating there. Then you have some other levels here. Look at me like I know what I'm talking about with technicals, which I don't. 2420 or lower levels. That sounds great, doesn't it?
I look at this. Sounds amazing.
There's a lot of charts on the bottom of the ocean. but the bigger issue is this, folks. I mean, just perspective. If North Korea wasn't around, right?
Mm-hmm.
But they are.
They are.
I call him the Pillsbury Doughboy.
Oh, boy.
he does look like, doesn't he?
I think the hair is amazing. I think it's his best quality.
He is a cartoon character. You have to admit.
Oh,
he's a cartoon character. Yeah, I mean,
for sure.
You know, with the hair, he's young.
Yeah.
He's a Pillsbury Doughboy.
I like it.
The North Korean Pillsbury Doughboy.
I like it.
But even if there was no North Korea situation, If any of you out there think what's happening today should shake your boots, you need to go get new boots. In other words, last night we closed at SPX at 2473, 17 points off the all-time high in the history of civilization. And, you know, we've been going up, what did I say? We've been up 30% in the last year and a half. You know, eventually they're going to stop producing the Kool-Aid that everybody's drinking that we're going to keep going up. So very normal. You know, we get a bit of speed on the downside. Very normal. You know, I think if you ask me what I think, again, I haven't studied this a lot, but I mean, if I look at VIX, VIX is up at 15.07, up 3.96. VIX is up over 35%. Now that's, you know, there you might say, Is there some North Korean influence in the VIX? Yeah. But again, it's the same story. You know, like we talked about, I don't know if I talked about it on this. 2 weeks ago, they talked, like CBOE did something on a big, no, Wall Street Journal. Mm. It's something on this huge trade in the VIX, right? When VIX was 9 or 10. And, you know, to me, it's who doesn't bet, right?
Oh, yeah. I remember we were talking about
that. Yeah, I mean, the guy, you know, and I talked about the trade that he did. It was like 250,000 contracts, some crazy number. But,
right.
Yeah, who wouldn't, right? I mean, it's not like these are, you know, when the VIX is 9, you know, that's like saying in Chicago, we haven't had snow for 3 years. I'll bet on it. We're due, right? It's not like you're brilliant. Okay.
That'll be the day no snow for 3 years.
That'll be the day for 3 years. So what do we do here? I mean, this to me is totally normal. I think the VIX expresses a little more anxiety. Mm-hmm. You know, and you got two people with, what do you call it? Two people with no filters, right?
And short fuses.
Two people with no filters and short fuses throwing words at each other.
Yeah.
And it is disconcerting. I don't mean, you know, it is disconcerting for the market. I personally don't think anything will happen, but I think, you know, it's, you know, put it this way. Here's the bottom line on my market analysis. Last night, right, all trading yesterday, all day yesterday, did all the market, you know, hedge funds, did all these stock mutual funds that have made, you know, 30% in the last year and a half, were they aware yesterday all day that there was something called North Korea and that there was something going on? Absolutely.
Yeah, of course.
Did they do anything? No. And I think it's just, again, you got your hand on the trigger, you're trying to protect profits. You know, all the market needs is a little bit of catalyst to get this thing, you know, a little bit of a down move. Whether this turns into a 5-7% correction, which we need, I think, very bad, who knows? But we're down 1% right now. Now, in terms of what I would do right now, I mean, you know, we have a trading group meeting in a little bit. I'll put some trades on, but I think if you're putting trades on, I would go, you know, maybe 20% of my capital or 25% of what I normally do for a trade. If I normally do 10 contracts, I might do 2. Or if I'm doing short-term trades, I might just hold off a day or do less cap, you know, instead of doing 4 contracts, do 1.
Yeah.
Now, people might say, hey, Dan, VIX is up 35-36%. Is this a great opportunity to sell the high volatility? And I think what people forget sometimes is there's two sides of every coin. There's two sides of every story. Mm-hmm. So let me say this in English, Spanish, and a little Swahilian. SPX is down 26 points at 24.48, roughly. And that's what it took. The downside, even though we've had volatility the last week, but it's not reflective in the VIX. Because like from July 11th to July 20th, we were up almost 50, 60 points in the SPX. That's volatile, even though it doesn't express it in the VIX. Here we're seeing the VIX is more volatile. But the bigger issue is, what would it take tomorrow or the next day to drop VIX from 15 to 13? There's only one scenario, right? North Korea is not going to go away in a day. So the only scenario is SPX goes up 15 or 20 points. Well, if SPX goes up 15 or 20 points and you're putting a kind of a non-directional trade on it, again, depending on how you set it up in the Greeks, the vol could come out. You might make a little bit, but if the price move is big enough upward, that'll offset it. So I don't want you to think, you know, sometimes when you have a big move like this, it's like they're giving away money. Just get in there and do something. Get in there and sell it.
Right.
And I don't look at it from an income trading. I mean, the opportunity from a directional play was something over the last 2 weeks. You say, why? The VIX was low. right? And we had some of the highest levels in the market since Julius Caesar, right? So that was the opportunity. Not that we can't go lower, and not that this isn't the time, you know, to do something else, but I'm not, you know, income trades, I'm just looking simply at maybe going 25% of my volume. If I'm doing 20 contracts, maybe do 25. And that's all, just slower. So it's not that I wouldn't trade, but again, this is just, again, for as much as the market's been up, this is one day. Yeah. This is a pimple on an elephant's behind, right? I mean, it's, we're down 1%. This is not a correction, but it's nothing to get wigged out over, because what the heck do you expect, right? Again, the only thing that maybe might be a little surprising, if North Korea situation wasn't in the air, would VIX be up 4 points, up 35, 37%? My guess is no, right?
Right.
Matter of fact, I would bet you two Portillo's beef combos that there's no way, right? If North Korea wasn't going on and we were down 25 points in the SPX and we're up stinking, you know, 4 points in the VIX, no way. It's because of the Pillsbury Doughboy.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable.
And until the Pillsbury Doughboy deflates a little bit, the vol may stay up. So what do I expect over the next 2 weeks? We're going to have wider range moves. Now, something to look wider. Dan, what do you mean? More movement. But a couple things I want to point out. A one standard deviation move today, as I just looked at in SPX, I looked at maybe a close to a 30-day option at the money call and put. And the implied volatility, if you average the at the money call and put 30 days out in SPX, is about 11. So if I want a one-day standard deviation, right? If I want a one-day standard deviation in SPX today, not yesterday, it'd be roughly 24.48. Times 0.11, that's the standard deviation for 1 day. Okay, about 30 days out, if you average the at the money call and put, times 0.052 is simply, because I want a 1 day standard deviation, how I got that, it's just taking 1 divided by 365.25. Take the square root of that, and it'll give you 0.052. If I wanted a 7 day standard deviation, instead of 1 there, I put 7. If I wanted a 30 day standard deviation, instead of 1 there, I put 30. So here's the formula for 1 day standard deviation: the price times volatility decimalized times 0.052 for a 1 day equals 14 points. So today, right now, a standard deviation is up 14 or down 14. So unless things change dramatically, the expectation of where SPX would be in the next day, let's just say we're at 24.50 for math purposes. We're right almost there. All right, there's a 68% chance over the next 24 hours, roughly, that we would be between 24.64 and 24.36. There's a 68% probability, and the next day would be between 24.36 and 24.64. That standard deviation could widen if we get hammered some more, right? But it should be interesting if this 24.50 area that Dino was telling me about his support seems to work. So with all that said, it just sit back, have a little lemonade, relax. Now, for strategy, let me give you one strategy. Let me give you one strategy. Da, 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 da. Let me give you one strategy. Da, 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 da. All right. So again, I'd be a little smaller, not bigger, because the volatility's gone up. And again, as Mary Poppins in many of her productions, or especially in Mary Poppins, when she would be leaving somebody's house, she said, the wind would be changing.
Yes.
And all I might say, the wind's changing, maybe a little bit. But that's normal. As we start getting into AUG/SEP, that's historically, the wind changes in the market, regardless of North Korea, SEP and AUG. And that's why I think that person put the huge bet in VIX the other day. Don't you agree?
Fully.
That's it. So as I'm looking, a couple things though to remember. As you go to the Mr. Market today and you say you want to do a butterfly or iron condor, say, there's no way I'd do one. Well, I would. I'd do it smaller size. But remember, if you're doing an iron condor today versus yesterday, and you go to the iron condor window at the racetrack and you say, hey, I want to do my iron condor, you're getting a lot more room on your credit spreads, and you're getting a little more credit. So they understand you have anxiety, so they're giving you, on your iron condors, you're getting wider room on your short strikes, a little more credit. I'll show you here an example. If I buy a call butterfly, I'm paying less on a debit call, all call butterfly. I'm paying less, and I get wider room on my break evens. So are you getting some compensation for playing a range-bound strategy today? As Sylvester Stallone would say, absolutely. But do you ever feel that that's enough when the big boogeyman's coming after you? No, right? Because you know, you're watching the news and they're talking the Pillsbury Doughboy, they're talking the market, they're talking all this stuff, and you get crazed, right?
It's like a big boulder from Indiana Jones is chasing you down.
Yeah, the big boulder is chasing Indiana, is chasing the Pillsbury, the North Korean Pillsbury Doughboy.
Right. Oh, boy.
And you have Donald yelling at him the whole time.
It's an orange-colored. It's an orange-colored stone. This.
What are his two words? I mean, you gotta love Donald. Fury and what were
fire
the two?
And fury.
Fire and fury. No filter.
That's right.
And then you go back to the cartoon character. I'm surprised he doesn't say, you know, I'm gonna sit on you or something. I don't know. All right. So if we look at a butterfly, we'll look at one real quick. So here's a SEP 8. I'll just show you one. SEP 8 with 29 days to go. I'll just put one on and just to, we could discuss it. But I'm going to put one in our trading group. We usually do 15-day butterflies. So I'll start the process because it always happens in our trading group. We meet at 2 o'clock Central on Thursdays, and they always put it on before me, and they kind of front-run me. So I'm going to front-run them. Okay, so August 25 expiration. I'm going to do a 15-day all-call butterfly. Expiration August 25, SPX, 15-day butterfly, so it expires August 15th. You might say, hey, Dan, excuse me. Let me say that again. I went a little too fast. 15-day butterfly expires August 25th. August 25th is in, that's 2 weeks from tomorrow. August 25th, 2 weeks from tomorrow. And so here's the trade. Here's the trade, Johnny. Here's the trade.
Give it to me.
All right, so we're going to sell the strike at the money. Sell the strike at the money in the call. So let's say we sell the 2450s and I may tweak stuff a little bit how I would trade the butterfly, but I won't tweak it right now for various reasons. But so here's what I'm going to do. All right. So here we are. SPX is at 24. Where are we at, my Jenny? 24.51.
You got it.
So it'd be something like this. Buy one. I'm just using one contract for illustrative purposes. I'll put it on live, but I just want to, we'll talk about it. So we're doing the AUG 25. That's 15 days from expiration. And so Aug 25 expiration expires 2 weeks from tomorrow. We're buying the 2420, 30 points under the short strike of 2450, which we're selling. And then on the upside, we're buying the 2475s. Dan, what do you call this? At the money broken wing butterfly. Dan, why do you call it an at the money broken wing butterfly? Good question. Because we're doing it at the money. We're selling our shorts at the money. And it's broken wing. What does that mean? The width here is 30. The width here from the short strike to the upper long strike is 25. That's broken. That's what we would call broken wing. Dan, why did you do that? Get the deltas a little closer to zero. I mean, here we're still, our Greeks, our deltas, our short four, our theta is 17. Our vega is 53. Now, when the volatilities were real low, I didn't want to be much over one or two deltas short. Why am I willing to be just a little bit more short deltas at this point? Because the VIX is legitimately away from the 9 or 10 area. And if we do go up, it should come down a little bit, and that could, you know, that's about as far short as I would go for every one contract. Here's the butterfly, so an expiration, less risk on the upside, more risk on the downside. At expiration, you make your most money at the short strike, which is 2450. The cost of this butterfly right now is around $8.20 debit. This is all calls. So all calls are all put. It will be a debit. An iron butterfly would be a credit. So it's trading around 820. I'm kind of watching the mid prices, getting an idea on the range. We just traded at 8, and we just traded at 8.30. So we have a range of about 8 to 8.30 on this. So I want the range of the mid price. Now we have a range of 8 to 8.40. And since I'm doing this for a debit, I'll start in the lower end of the range and then work my way up to the upper end of the mid range and see where the fish are willing to bite. Now you can see here's the graph. We call this the T plus zero graph, the graph of it today. So you can see it does better on the downside than the upside. But what I'm counting on the upside, even though I'm a little bit short deltas, I should get some help from volatility if we rally, if we were to rally up. Now we're at 2452 right now. So one thing I can do to get a little less short deltas, I'll show you, and I might actually do this. When I'm between strikes, to get a little less short deltas, you just lean up a strike. Dan, what do you mean lean up a strike? If we're near 2452, there is no 2452 strike. Started at 2455. All right? So if I bring everything up, still do the same width I was doing, brings it down just a tinge, right? So here would be buying we're going a little longer than I wanted to today, but that's okay, we'll be done in a second. Buying the 2425s, selling the 2455s, buying the 2480s, the debit, and we're about a little four delta short. We were almost four to five delta short the other way, so it's okay. The debit, the range is around 880 debit to 890. I'm doing it for a debit. I'll try to come a little bit lower and then work my way into it. So if I go, so the mid is 885, I'm going to start at 870. So the mid is, what is 885, I'm going to go to 870 debit, hit the nuclear weapon button. Again, I'm just trying to do one contract. 870 debit says the mid is 885. Cancel, replace, work my way up on the debit. I'll go another nickel, see where the fish will bite. Go to 875 debit. So I go to 875 debit. The mid is still 885. Okay, we're at about 2451-ish. I'll give the fish one more nickel to 880. I think that's the most I'll be given right now. Hit the nuclear weapon button. So I'm paying 880 debit on the 2425, 2455, 2480. So I'm just trying to see price discovery. I came in the lower end of the range. It's not like I'm caving in a lot. I was starting at the lower end of the range, working my way up. Remember that song? I'm working my way back to you, babe. All right, folks. Trivia question for today.
Boy.
As I'm working my way up this ladder here, I'm going to give him one more nickel. Who wrote the song, I'm Taking My Way Back to You? See, I'm trying to think from now on, any trivia, make it very difficult with Google, right? Make it where they got to use their toboggan a little bit.
That's right.
All right, 880 debit on this, Johnny. Johnny. All right, I'm caving to 885. Now you can say, Dan, you're caving at 15 cents. No, I'm not. Why aren't you, Dan? Because I figured the mid-range and I came in the lower end of the mid-range. I started 10, 15 cents below the mid. So I'll come at 885, hit the nuclear weapon button. And that's where I'm at. I'll probably stay there right now. 885 debit. Again, be patient, amigo, right?
Yeah.
Be patient. There's no stinking hurry here. Right? With the market down 1%, they're not giving away nickels. Right? The time to be in for a directional play or for a VIX play, in my opinion, was the last month. You had a lot of time. Today is not the, you know, it's a little different considerations today, right? All right, folks. That's my two cents. Couple things Johnny could tell you. We just released, I think, one of our best classes ever. Very important short-term class. Plan to make $4,000 a month on a 20K portfolio. It was a sizzler. Tons of live trades, very practical. Hot off the press now. Jan could tell you about that. And anything else Jan feels like telling you about.
Yeah, I'll show you where that's at. Most importantly, Dan just started a new three-part free web series yesterday.
Oh, yeah. Thank you.
Yeah, absolutely. So if you just scroll down to the bottom of the Sheridan TV page there on the bottom left, you'll see a nice banner for that. You can click on that and make sure you get registered. Yesterday's event has already been posted to YouTube. So if you didn't see yesterday's or want to rewatch it, just go to YouTube, search Sheridan Mentoring, and that'll be the first video that you see there. And then next Wednesday and the following Wednesday after that, for the remainder of August here, we will have a free webinar each Wednesday focused on risk management and adjustments. And, of course, any questions that you have for us here, you can always give us a shout by phone at 800-288-9341 or always email us 800. No, we already did that. That's phone. Email us at info at SheridanMentoring.com. We appreciate you joining us today. Thank you, Mr. Sheridan, for sharing, as always. And we will see you guys next week for another installment of Sheridan TV.